Hey everyone, welcome to What Are You Watching? I'm Alex Withrow, I'm joined by my best man, Nick Dostal. How you doing there, Al Pacino?
Ooh, what happened? What happened up there?
I'm reading Oppenheimer
I see Oppenheimer, that's what he said.
With my eyes.
Was he supposed to read the nominees? Was he supposed to read the nominees
There could be an element to it not, because they did throughout the whole entire
night introduced the movies.
That does happen sometimes. Yeah. But it did feel a little...
I felt like he was a little lost.
I felt like maybe the nominees were supposed to be read, but then again, I shudder to think how that could have gone. Yeah, because he would have been like,
kill us.
The Oppenheimer moon.
Yeah, right. I'm seeing Oppenheimer here. How you feeling?
It's a great show. I'm feeling righteous, man. I'm feeling pretty righteous.
That was a great show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh my God. That was great. So unfortunately, you were not $500 richer. And we did want to have Dan on here, but he is icing down his jaw from when I knocked him out from the bet, which I'll explain. But now, okay, he's walking up to the mic. How you feeling, Dan Bracey?
Okay.
The bet was that if Nick Dostal gets more winners right than I do, then I give him $500. Ooh. But if I get more winners right than Nick Dostal does, then I don't punch Nick Dostal. I punch Dan Bracey right in the face. And that didn't happen. It's okay. Everything's fine. It's all good. I did win. I got 17. Yes. You got 15. But at one point, it came down to best song for us. It literally came down to best song.
Yeah.
And that was what separated it.
And you know what? It's wrong. After that amazing performance by the Goose.
It's a little awkward that that didn't win. Yeah, because that was the huge performance, and it got the standing O and everything. Did Billie Eilish's song get a standing O? No?
Probably.
All right, but overall, this is the fourth show of this we've done. We've done four Oscar shows. This was easily the best, not just because Oppenheimer did well, but I love the show all told. Only 3 hours and 25 minutes, which is fast for the Oscars. But what do you think?
It's shorter than Killers of the Flower Moon.
It is shorter. Oh, good call. It's shorter. You could have finished the Oscars before Killers of the Flower Moon. That's true. What do you think of the show overall?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I thought the show was good. I thought the opening monologue the jokes I didn't think were very good.
They were even and a little safe, I think, right? What do you think, Dan, of Kimmel?
I thought he was fine. I mean, like you said, he tries to keep it even, over.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be controversial.
I just want to first say thank you both for letting me sit down on this. I'm very grateful. So thank you.
Wow, a little sincerity there from Dan. Okay. We're happy to have you here.
I have some empathy.
We watched the show. You watched the show with us, so Nick's, it was a lot of fun.
Favorite part was John Cena.
Yes, it was.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Was he really naked behind that big
envelope? Yes,
he probably had a sock.
I don't know, that dude is he's not afraid to kind of go to those places. Yeah, there's long-standing stories of John Cena back in his day of just being kind of a wild child I don't think you could tell there was something really there.
I mean, if it was anything, it was probably a sock or that was a deep V.
Yeah, that was a deep V.
The on-ramp.
But it was
to Dick City.
Yes, Dick City.
I mean, that I, you know, as the show is going on, I was saying how much I think one of my least favorite things is the awkward banter with the presenters, and it can be so stuffy and it's like moving along. That was a really good example of it. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I thought that was hilarious. And you were laughing. It was hilarious. That was really good. I don't know.
They were hit or misses with those throughout the night. There were some good presenters that did good stuff, and then ones that just really missed.
Some were like, what the hell is going on here? But others just kind of moved it along. Yeah. Oppenheimer.
Yes.
The movie of the year. What? That was seven wins.
That's a lock.
It's a lock. Oh my God. Here we got. We got picture, director, actor, score, cinematography, editing, supporting actor. What a night.
Yeah, I wish, Alex, you were wearing a pedometer, because the amount of times you were pacing.
I was pacing a lot. Yes, I was pacing.
You were very nervous, especially during the room. Poor thing sweep, mini sweep. You were very nervous.
It's a wave. It's a mini wave. This is bad. Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good for Oppenheimer. Oh, man. It's a mini wave.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Great impression.
He was very passionate. Very passionate.
I was pacing back and forth. I get nervous about this stuff. I get nervous. I don't know. All right. You wanted to start at the bottom and do the shorts?
I will say, may I say, this was a better experience than the only other Oscars I watched with you, which is Will Smith one.
No, you've done two. You did
Will Smith.
No, you did 2008. Though awards for 2018, like Olivia Colman won, Green Book one.
I forgot. Okay.
Rami Malek, you were there.
Well, I got a bad memory.
Yeah,
so.
Well, okay.
I remember there was the slap one.
Yeah.
That up.
What, the slap?
The slap.
No references to the slap tonight.
No.
No references.
They references the streaker.
They reference the streaker
50 years ago.
I thought they were teeing that up to reference the slap. I thought they might like recreate it, like they were trying to recreate the streaker.
Chris Brock was gonna come in and slap someone. I was hoping.
That will happen eventually. That has to happen in an Oscar ceremony eventually. He's gonna come out and present something, right?
But more time needs to happen.
Yeah, it's way too soon. Yeah. They handled that well by not talking about it at all.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go through it. Let's start with visual effects. It's one you like a lot, too. Nick and I both said that Godzilla Minus One was going to win, and it won, and it was great.
Incredible.
We both celebrated because you love that movie.
I saw it three times in theaters. I'm not sure why, but it was great every time.
Well, you saw it because
what happened?
It
was so good. What happened when you saw it?
The first
time?
Yes.
Yeah. I cried.
You sobbed.
Like, I sobbed like a baby. I think it was one of those like perfect storm moments. I don't know. I was like, I just, I don't know what it was. It was just the build and just, I think it's one of those like right place, right time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it happened to me when I saw Toy Story 4 and no one liked that. Toy Story 4 is kind of very divisive, but
I sobbed
during that movie, but I don't know. It was like the perfect storm of like perfect time, perfect setting. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But Godzilla, it was like Godzilla Minus One, first time, sobbed. Second time, teary. Third time, black and white, cried.
I love black and white. Fucking loved the black and white. I'm so glad that won, though.
I think you said I was like, Godzilla, you're like, it's called Godzilla Minus One Minus Color.
And
I was
like, just like a promo thing. Yeah. But that was so great for that one. I loved it. Ugh, I loved it. Film editing, we go into Oppenheimer, which we both called Jennifer Lane. Thought she gave a great speech.
Oh, she was
quick.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Very meaningful. Yeah. That was very cool.
And I announced to the room as it was going on that she edited Tenet as well. And I guess some people, you knew that, but some of the other people we were watching it with didn't. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, she said that Tenet was a harder edit than Oppenheimer, which I think is just hilarious. But
how could it not be?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Production design, we got it wrong. You called Barbie to win it.
Yeah.
We both called Barbie to win it. And it went to Poor Things. And yes, this is where, thank you for that lovely impression, that I thought that Poor Things was making like a mini wave. And it did.
It was.
But when it made that wave and it won those three, I looked at you and I said, Emma Stone is winning actress.
Yeah, but you weren't sure.
Oh, of course I'm not sure. I'm just going with my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I we'll get to that.
Okay. But do you feel good about Poor Things winning production design?
Oh,
did it like deserve to?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy it won all of those awards.
Costumes too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I honestly think Barbie, I don't know. I guess my heart really went more to Barbie for costumes. Like I thought it would.
Understandably, yeah.
Yeah, for all just the work that went in. But Poor Things did have really good costumes. So I'm not unhappy with that win. And I'm glad that Poor Things has more Oscars.
I'm just glad Bradley Cooper won nothing.
Maestro won including, zero.
Yeah, because my next award is Maestro, or rather Makeup, which we thought might go to Maestro.
Yep.
And then Poor Things, I was like, oh, wow. And we said on our Oscar episode that could be in second place because of Willem Dafoe, but that was the big surprise. I went, oh, okay, wow.
They won three back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, because they did them all in a row. They did production design, makeup, and costume, and I was like, oh, my God, what's happening? I was getting nervous for
picture director. Well, I thought my favorite part of the whole ceremony was Schwarzenegger and DeVito talking to Keaton.
Oh, that was great. That was great. What awards were those for? I forget, but that was great. We both fought Batman.
Was it?
I don't remember.
It was two.
They did two.
Was it short anime? No.
Was it? Were that the screenplays? No, it wasn't the screenplay. I don't remember.
It?
Jesus.
But it was really Keaton Keaton's a good sport.
Keaton playing along. That was probably my favorite presenters. Schwarzenegger and Danny
DeVito. They were my favorite presenters for sure. Yeah.
He just kept saying son of a bitch over and over. He kept going, son of a bitch.
I was in Last Action Hero.
Love Last Action Hero.
It's too hot on it.
Jesus. Sound. We'll move right up to sound, which you got right.
That's right.
You called the zone of interest. I said it was going to go to Oppenheimer, and it did go to the zone of interest, rightly so.
Yep.
When are you going to see that movie?
I am going to see it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll be here tomorrow so we can watch it together. Ah, oh, what a delight. Have you seen it? Would you ever see it?
Zone of interest?
Yeah.
It's probably one of those where, like, I mean, I saw Schindler's List once, so let's watch one more Holocaust movie and I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that'll be it. You capped.
I don't know if I'm capped. It's just like, I'm not going to keep rewatching Irreversible like on every Sunday.
The fuck?
No, it's like, it's a
brought that up.
No, it's like a fucked up movie. So like, I'm not going to like go
it's
out
like
on
a fucking movie.
I'm going to fuck a fucked up movie. Oh, fuck like, I'm not going to like, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to watch your like Zone of Interest once a month. I'm like, yeah, I can watch Zone of Interest once and appreciate it as a film.
Yes. Yes. It's I like, do think you would
it's
actually
like Requiem.
Like
I saw it once in college. Done.
Right, you don't. Yeah, some movies you don't need to keep going. If that's a one timer, one and off. Yeah,
I almost got into three car accidents after that.
Would you like watch it at someone's house? No, you didn't see it in theater.
I watched it at home, and then I was in college, and I had to go to a rehearsal. I was in a play, so I had to drive from my place to the campus.
Okay,
and I almost died three times because I couldn't concentrate on the road.
You kept hearing the score in your head
because I was so fucked up from the movie. Wow. I was just, well, I was just completely totally like, and so I'm driving. I ran a red light.
Cautionary tale.
One car just zoomed right by me, and I just go, holy shit, I have to like fucking get it together because I'm gonna die.
But no, I think like Zone of Interest is a film I would watch once and appreciate it. Like,
yeah,
that's,
you said that.
I know, I'm just reiterating it.
No, I appreciate the reiteration. I do. Original song is a bit of a controversy because there's no denying that I'm Just Ken was the performance of the night. Like, it was the showstopper. It was last. Everyone stood up. It was great. I also thought the Wahazi song was done really well.
Oh, very well.
But yeah. I'm Just Ken, like, stopped the house.
It stopped the house.
But then it did not win.
But it sucks. It's like you can't vote live like American Idol. It's like kind of like you can't, you know.
Well, thank God.
No, I know. But I'm saying that would have been live. Just Ken for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if we were voting on performance, but. The Billie Eilish song won, which I did predict. We flipped because I thought initially it was going to be I'm Just Ken.
I thought the John Baptiste song was very beautiful.
The song?
I did.
It was a good performance, But what do you think about that? What do we think about the best song, you know, performances, all that shit?
Well, I think the performance was just one of the best parts of the whole entire show.
He was so into it.
I mean, he just went for it. Yeah. And all the other actors that were part of Barbie that were up there, and Slash shows up. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like in the crowd. Like, it was a rock star moment. And Billie Eilish's song winning, I'm not opposed to it winning, but it is like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, as the Academy, like, are we going to put a really big production for this? I'm Just Ken. But then we're just going to give it to another one.
Who's already won. Like, she just won. But I thought it was a little awkward. Like, how the showstopper of I'm Just Ken. And then we'll just give it to What Was I Made For. But whatever. I don't know. It was fine.
And I like What Was I Made For as a song.
I know. I know you do. Yeah. You said you liked it. You said it was a better song than I'm Just Ken. Yeah. Flamin' Hot. No chance. Original score. Thank God. Oh, Oppenheimer. Man. Ludwig Göransson.
Yep.
Totally deserved it. I was nervous before that, but I was so happy he won. So happy.
Yeah, international
feature. International feature. Yeah, good speech. But Jonathan Glazer's Zone of Interest. Like one of the few political speeches of the night. I mean, the next award is documentary feature, so that was political as well. But it was a good speech. I'm so glad Jonathan Glazer has an Oscar. Oh, God, I love him. Have you seen any of his movies? Sexy Beast, Birth, and Under the Skin?
No.
Any of those? No?
No.
They're good.
Under the Skin's probably the most accessible because it's Johansson.
It's definitely not accessible. It's probably one of the least. His most accessible is Sexy Beast, but really? Under the Skin might be the most that people know of because of her. Yeah,
that's what I meant. Yeah.
That's not an accessible movie. Oh. That's nuts.
I like it a lot.
I do too. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but it's out there.
I haven't seen Birth, speech. Though.
That's Birth is great.
Yeah,
Birth is so weird. It's so good. So good. Documentary feature. Yeah, 20 Days in Maripol did end up winning.
Mm-hmm. That was a heavy speech. Amazing speech.
Yeah, amazing speech. Yeah. But that was heavy. That like stopped us cold in the room. We were all listening and kind of waiting in bated breath to see what he would say. And they showed, like, before the In Memoriam, they showed that Navalny clip. And like, because that one best documentary last year, and now he has died very recently. I was like, God damn. I mean, In Memoriam was good. You know, it's always good. There's always a few surprises on there. That's weird to say, but it's true. We were like, oh, wow, look at this.
I wonder how they choose which actors speak in the memoriams. The bigger ones
speak like for the clips. Like
Paul Rubens did, obviously. It's like basically, I assume the more mainstream actors they let speak like a longer.
Yeah,
clip.
But then
Matthew Perry had no dialogue.
Right. So how do you define what mainstream is? Yeah. Like who does make that decision?
Pee Wee did, obviously. Or Paul Rubens did.
Yeah.
A couple others did. But I guess it just depends on how their clout, I guess.
I never really thought about that. That's a really good point.
Because some do.
Like who, yeah, who gets
they're
like
not, I don't think they're timed. I just think it's more like
The bigger ones. Like 5 seconds
the
per
bigger
person.
Because, Richard Lewis didn't speak.
Right.
They used this shot from Men in Tights, which was very weird.
For Richard Lewis.
Very weird.
Yeah, they were going through some fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. Who spoke? I don't remember. I wasn't tracking that. Mm. Animated feature. I got this one wrong. You got it right. I don't know why.
It's a goddamn shame.
I thought Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse would win, but it went to The Boy and the Heron. They weren't there. They didn't collect it. Dan and I both think it should
Boy
have
and
been.
The Heron was fine. I don't.
Yeah. Yo, we'll talk about it because none of us here have seen it.
I liked it. I mean, I tried to look for a screening subtitled, but for some reason it was very hard to find in LA. It was dubbed. I mean, Robert Pattinson's great. You can't tell it's him as the Heron.
It is weird that
It's a good. It's Miyazaki, so it's beautiful. But I just personally thought, and I've talked to a lot of my friends about it. The third act kind of goes nuts,
like confusing nuts.
Not confusing. I don't want to ruin it. There's a plot like there's a bit in like halfway through, which I assume is like a one off. But then they keep going with it, and it will make sense if you see it. But I just feel like I personally connected more with Robot Dreams.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see Boy and the Heron, but I
it was good. I just knew it was Miyazaki. It's gonna win.
Yeah,
it was gonna be Spider-Verse probably, but
it was
Robot Dreams. I feel like it has more heart.
Yeah, it's just not out.
There are
yet
so here. Many. Obviously, I think Miyazaki's older stuff's better.
Mm-hmm. But just, well, he won for Spirited Away,
which is great.
Yeah,
but, Boy and the Heron was fine.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous. Like, there's the animation is really good, but I just think Robot Dreams is just. I don't know.
It's got something.
It does. Something. And the fact there's no dialogue. It's like an hour and a half of no dialogue.
And pulls it off.
It does. Really well. It's very good.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
So he's got double a stack
double
data.
Feature.
He's got a stack data. He's got
took Zone it off.
Of Interest and Robot Dreams.
Wow.
Adapted screenplay. I don't know why I ended up choosing this. I don't know why. It was open. It was American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, a Zone of Interest. It was a last minute decision that I went with American Fiction. I don't know why. It ended up winning. I loved his speech, but yeah.
The gods wanted to come down and have Dan get punched in the face because this is the award that screwed it all up for me. This was the unlock. This was the key unlocked.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling, but I would have never guessed that American Fiction was going to win it.
I don't know. I just felt like it had been getting a lot of good buzz. I don't know anyone who's seen that movie and been like, it wasn't for me. No one, most people aren't like, wow, best movie of the year, but everyone likes it.
Yeah,
like,
it's
good and it is well written. And I loved his
speech.
His speech was so good. Like, you can do a movie for $200 million, but you can mess that up. What if you did... What like 10 movies for 10 million or something, whatever.
Yeah, he was doing math pretty quick because he was like 50
for four.
I was like, I would never got there.
Hell no, I wouldn't.
I would have started doing Scott Steiner math. And
he didn't read. It was great. It was great. He didn't have a piece of paper. I loved it. I loved that one. Are you going to watch that tomorrow? Man, we got
tomorrow.
Packed
tomorrow.
Day.
Yeah,
God, tomorrow. We got a packed day. Yeah. Tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. Wow. Okay. Original screenplay. Why don't you tell us about your evolution with this one? Because you called this out. Pretty much from the beginning.
Well, I'm just right. I'm always right. I'm the
Are
best.
You always right?
I'm the best.
You're always right. Okay.
says the guy who doesn't win $500.
Yeah.
I mean, this has just been winning the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Though I do, I think this category is great. I still love that May, December, and Past Lives got nominated. I did think it was between this or The Holdovers, which one was going to take it. But Anatomy of a Fall, I think it's just... You're just spanning languages, and you just really have a tight, taut script.
Psychologically taut. Yes. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And you called that was going to be the only award that it won, and it did.
And what else did I call?
I don't know.
I think I called out quite a bit.
Did you? But then how did I get more right?
Yeah, okay. I was right about a certain winner that won seven.
Did we already
awards.
Cover it?
It won seven.
You said it was going to win eight. I said it was going to win seven.
It was a key unlock.
What the fuck?
What's the one key unlock that prevented it from me?
Dan's so confused. You're off the rails, my friend.
I'm not going to side with either of you.
I'm a conscientious
objector.
I have said when we did our last episode that Oppenheimer, I think, was going to win seven. You said eight and won seven.
I would have rather
gotten you out. You didn't think Oppenheimer was going to win.
Doesn't matter.
Because
what's on the paper is on the paper. I was more nervous than shit, but we're here. We're here.
I would have rather gotten punched in the face than see Nick win $500.
Wow, what a statement. This is great.
We gotta keep the streak going.
Yeah, before we get to the big ones.
This is the closest it's been between you two.
What do you mean?
Based off of this year, next year, Nick could take it.
Oh, not
double, double or nothing.
Gonna.
1,000.
Double or nothing. Double, 1,000. Well, what does that mean for you?
Two punches in the face.
I'm coming to get you, Barbara.
Hospital stay. Yeah, I mean, 17 is, it's okay for me. I should have done a little better. I didn't expect a poor thing.
Let me say, I got 15, okay? 15's so 17 good. To 15. 15's all right?
Good. No, that's yeah. Well, you said last year you were like 10 off. It was, so you did.
Last year I didn't do that well because I did not predict the All Quiet on the Western Front. It just like storm rolled one really three did. In a row, and I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah,
and I didn't expect that. Yeah,
God, that movie's so good.
We're I don't remember what its scores were last year though.
The score,
but you weren't like, that
all
close.
Quiet one,
but the two, you weren't that close last year.
Oh no, I was no. You had like we didn't really announce it on the pod. I think I got like 13 or 14, and you got like 10. I think. So because he did not believe that Everything Everywhere was going to be a big winner.
And it didn't win last year. Didn't win anything.
Oh God, I fucking remember.
I don't know who won.
Coda.
Yeah. Oh God. All right. Before we get to the big ones, what do we think of Kimmel? How'd he do? I mean, we talked about like he was okay, but do you want like the host to be like to take the spotlight, put the spotlight on them with their remarks? I don't really.
Well, the thing is like I don't recall him doing this the last time, so I feel like a lot of this was the choice of the writers for the show.
Okay,
because like I think you know when you're when you're the host, like you just kind of go and play ball.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really seem like his humor either, so I was sort of like, so I think this was just what the show wanted to do,
right? Pretty even, safe.
Yeah, I think some of the stuff that he did that was best was the stuff that you could tell that was just off the cuff. Like his bit with Robert Downey Jr. in the beginning about the drugs.
The nose. Yeah. Like, okay.
You could tell like he just kind of started to go a little out of bounds with it, but it was really great. And then the tweet from Trump.
Oh my God. Yeah. We haven't even looked it up if that's true.
Yeah, we don't know if that's true, but
I couldn't believe he did that.
Let's just say it is.
Yeah.
Because it probably is.
Right.
And yeah, that would be a
real
thing.
It's
where
it's real. We're getting confirmation.
Our producer is coming in, and it's real. And I was like, well, that's a good way to kind of step out and be like, all right, guys, I'm taking the reins. I'm gonna go out here and just kind of improv this moment because that is too good to not bring out.
Right, call it out.
You're the host. Like in real time, be like, he said this. All right, let's.
What the hell did he say again? Does anyone know? Does anyone
Trump?
Yeah, like
talked about.
How he's the worst host, and that like George
Snuffleupagus
should have done it, or
Snuffleupagus, George Snuffleupagus,
something like that.
What an idiot, Jesus Christ!
But then we missed what Kimmel said because we did,
and the crowd reacted. Yeah, the crowd reacted. We were like, "What? Yeah. What just happened?" Yes, that's something we'd have to walk back and listen to.
Yep,
that was funny though. But yes, I thought he did. This is his third time doing it. He's had the two Envelope Gate, that was his year, and then he did last year, which was very kind of like getting everything back on board. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Let's make everything even
last
keeled.
Last year was like the safest show
it
ever.
It was so safe. Yeah. It was so like just even keeled. Yeah, it was good. Dan just like, fucking Dan left. And now he's on his phone. All right. Yeah, now he's doing good. All right. Well, how about you and I get into actor in a supporting role here? We did talk a lot that if someone was going to steal, it was going to be the Rough. But it ended up being who pretty much everyone thought it was going to be, Downey.
And it was a good speech.
It was the best speech of this campaign season, this award season. Yep. Yeah.
I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I thought you could tell like it meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
And he was still him about it. So, right. I mean, it was kind of a perfect way for him to do it.
Yeah. The dedication to his wife was great. But yeah, he did a good job. I do think it was his best speech. And yeah, we'll see if he gets nominated or ever wins again. I don't know.
Maybe think he will.
You do?
I think he's definitely going to get nominated again.
Yeah. Yeah. Nominated is one thing.
Especially because he's probably going to take on some leads pretty soon.
I think that's got to be the next move right now that Iron Man's done. You'll take on some dramatic leads. Yeah,
he's going to cruise it.
He's going to cruise it. Oh, he's going to go cruise.
He's going to go Tom Cruise on it.
God, Cruise. I can love Cruise.
Cruise is going back to drama.
Yeah. Did you hear that his next movie is with Inarritu? Birdman, yes. Revenant. Yeah,
very
that
excited.
Is, I don't know what the hell could even become
of that.
He
doesn't even care. He's just ready.
I don't know. He's a bit of a control freak. Both of them are. So we're going to see what happens. I can't wait for that. I don't know. We're going to see. Cruise, best actor. Fuck yeah.
Fuck
2027. Ooh. I don't know. Actress in a supporting role. We all knew who would be.
Yep.
Divine Joy Randolph. She was crying in like her introduction when were doing it. Yeah, she was great. She handled it so well. Great speech. Yep. Great speech. What'd you think of
really
that, Dan?
Great speech.
What'd you think of that speech, Dan?
Who's?
Divine Joy Randolph.
It was first. I could tell that she didn't have anything written. Mm-hmm. It was very from the heart. Mm-hmm. It was very personal to her. Her character arc has been, I didn't see Holdovers, so yeah. I don't know, but you could just tell she's very humbled.
Which I love.
It's one of those where, like, I think even she knew she was going to win. Because basically, obviously it's probably so surreal. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not going to realize it. She maybe still doesn't know. It's still like kind of, she might be on cloud nine still.
Yeah, like disassociating.
But yeah, it was a very beautiful speech. Mm-hmm. You could tell she was very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because she was the most, I think, out of all the winners, the most inexperienced. And so the most green and so the most mm-hmm. innocent. And you could tell she hadn't been touched by Hollywood. And it was kind of just like a new kid, like winning a toy or something for the first time. It was,
well said.
Look at you over here wearing a banana shirt and a beanie.
Nailing it. Nailing the taste.
Really got a hold of it.
You did. He got a hold of it. I agree. She seemed very humble.
After he walks away from the table and comes back.
I wasn't letting you two guys finish it because this is more your show than mine. So I was going to be nice and warm.
We love having you here. The fans love you.
Well, you can leave.
You can, no, we're getting to the big ones here. Don't leave. We're getting to the big ones. Actor in a leading role. Oh, was I pacing? I really didn't know. Giamatti or Cillian Murphy. It was Cillian Murphy. I love it.
Very
love
happy. Yeah. Very, very happy with everything that goes on from here on out.
I've had a man crush on him for years.
Oh, I didn't
really?
Know this.
Yeah, since Sunshine. I loved him. He's a hot guy.
So did you
he's
see 28 Days Later?
Yeah, he's great.
Okay.
Great movie.
Sunshine starts the crush.
He was good. I loved him in Quiet Place Part 2.
He is good in that.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
kind of fine.
Unrecognizable with like the beard.
I mean, obviously, you know, Nolan loves him. So he's in all of Nolan's movies. Mm-hmm. But he's great. I mean, I haven't watched Batman Begins in a long time, but he's good Scarecrow. As Scarecrow, if I remember.
Not lying. Not that one.
Not that one. But yeah, he's just been he's just good.
He seemed very, honestly, a little surprised and like a little overwhelmed, which I loved. Yeah. I thought his speech was great. I was
the fact that him and Giamatti was so close the whole time.
Mm-hmm,
so
And he had to have known that. Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
Yep.
I love Giamatti, I should say, crying during Divine Joy's Randolph speech. That was great. Sweet. That was great. Yep. And he walked her up on stage, and I was like, classy, classy, classy move. I love that. I love that. Yeah. So best actor. Oh, God, it went our way. Best actress of the major categories was the hardest to call all night.
Got it wrong.
I know. We both said Lily Gladstone win. As the Poor Things mini wave was starting, I looked at you, at Nick, and I said, she's going to win actress. But I still, even as it was going on, I didn't like believe it. And then it went that way. How do you feel?
Neither did she. She didn't believe it either.
Yeah, she didn't. I would say the most surprised, the most like shocked speech of the night, which is wild because she already has an Oscar, but right? Like maybe the most surprised. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm just really happy because I just really feel like the, especially when it comes to the acting here in both categories for lead actor and actress, is that I felt like the work got recognized.
Those were genuinely my two favorite performances of the year, this has never happened to me before. Like my two favorite acting performances, my favorite director, my favorite picture of the year, they win. It's never happened. Ah, it was great.
Yeah.
I did like it too. Would have been great. Would have been cool if Lily Gladstone won, of course, but Emma Stone getting her second, it's like, wow. And she was just stunned. And really believed that she was shocked.
And she's just assembling for herself like a body of work that's just going to be like,
she's so young.
Keeping this up. I mean, she's going to be an all-timer.
I said in our Poor Things pod that I think she's our new Meryl. I think she's going to step into that. She's so young and has two Oscars.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's a plus three.
There's only one person who has three. That's Frances McDormand. She has three. And then one person has four, which is Katharine Hepburn.
That's who it is.
She has four. Will that ever get topped? I don't know.
Supporting and...
No. I'm talking leads.
She's all leads for?
But Katharine Hepburn's last Oscar was a tie. The only time Best Actress has been a tie. She tied with Barbara Streisand.
How do you tie with votes?
Right? Exactly.
Bullshit.
A lot of people call bullshit on it. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people call bullshit.
What year was that?
I think 67. because it was Funny Girl and the Lion in Winter, Lion in the Wardrobe, Lion in Winter, something like that. Yeah,
you're crazy.
But Ty, and it's why? Because I just know it.
You
just
know the Lion, the Witch, in the Wardrobe.
No, it's not the Witch in the Wardrobe. It's like Lion Winter, or so, maybe I'm just way off. I don't know. But no, I think it was that time. But like, yeah, how do you at that time there would have been like 2,500 members of the Academy.
They gave him two Oscars or cut it in half.
No, they gave him two Oscars. Oh, okay. Yeah, they split it up. Yeah, it's one and one. Because that was Barbra Streisand's first movie. And then one of Katharine Hepburn's, not last.
Wow.
She, yeah, went on. But
we can move
anyway, on. Anyway, we can move on. Yes, we can. Will anyone win four? I doubt it. We can move on. Thank you, Nicholas. We feel good about Emma Stone winning. Best director, Christopher Nolan. Thank God. Thank God. I loved it. He needed to win. Oh, it was great. It was a lock, as you said.
He's a man of few words.
Man of few. Well, yeah, he always is. Man of few words. But I thought he handled it really well. I just loved it. I loved all their speeches. And then Best Picture went to none other.
Didn't like that speech.
What?
The Best Picture speech?
Why, who the hell was the second guy? This happens this happens all the time with Best Picture that the producers get up there. And, you know, Emma Thomas has been a big part of this narrative because she's produced every Nolan movie. They are married. They have children together, all this. And that guy is like lurking.
Yeah, but you could tell Nolan didn't want to speak. Nolan gave it to him.
Well, no, Nolan, he won director. Exactly. He spoke.
But
Nolan
was done speaking.
Yeah, he doesn't need to speak. But like, I don't even know who that guy was. But I guess he produced
five of their movies.
Five, okay. So
he must work for Syncope, I guess.
I mean, he must work for Nolan. But that always that does tend to happen. Like, there's been some talk about this. Like, should we change Best Picture to where someone else is giving the speech because no one knows who these producers are? Like, and the last person to talk on stage at the show, I have no idea who that guy is.
And it's I hated funny. His glasses.
Oh yeah.
Oh, distracting. Let me tell you, they really bugged me.
Bugged you.
Bugged and
he's
bothered.
Like lurking and like trying to get a word in, like the BAFTA winner with that guy just standing behind him. It was seven wins. As I said, supporting actor, editing, cinematography, score, actor, director, picture, ties everything everywhere, which won seven last year. A lot of movies have won seven. Eight is hard. Eight is very hard to get to.
But no,
I didn't think it would get there. Huh?
Who won eight? Who's won eight?
The last one was Slumdog Millionaire in 2008. That was the last movie to win eight Oscars. Wow. Yeah, so that was 15 years ago. So I didn't think you thought it might reach eight.
But it was the key.
The adapted screenplay. I just didn't think it was going to do that. I didn't think it was going to win. I don't know. All right, favorite, real quick, as we close out here. Favorite, like speech, award, moment, anything?
Ooh, favorite speech.
It doesn't have to be one. Give me a couple.
Spot.
You want to go first?
You go first.
I'll go first. Yeah. I loved adapted screenplay. I loved him.
Oh, American he was Fiction. Very good.
I love that. Yep. I loved Emma Stone. I really thought she was genuinely surprised. And I need to, play the tape back. But was she the only acting winner that thanked the other nominees?
Yes.
Was she the only which is a classy move, and I get that maybe not everyone remembers to do that, but
Killian did.
Yeah, Killian
he
did.
Okay. It's a classy move. I love that. I always love that. Yeah.
I like Downey's a lot, actually.
It surprised me. I'll put it that way. I mean, the visual effects was great because I was like, could they not get a translator? But he was just powering through it. I loved it.
The woman was whispering to him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, I mean, visual effects. That was a great speech.
Yeah, that was great. It was great. What about you?
First one.
First one was supporting actress.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, you liked it? Yeah, he did. Well, hey, he's stuck on it. He likes her. All right, she's great. Mm-hmm. Compared to the Oscars that we've covered on this show, how does this rank?
Oh, I mean, well, I mean, I think this is overall as a show and as the winners, I think this is the best.
Yeah, I agree.
We had so much more to talk about like 2 years ago with...
Well, oh my God, with the slap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the only thing we talked about pretty much on this episode.
And even the one before that was the... one on Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah, that was the 2021, which that was the first one we did, which was in, Union Station or something, and they did best after last.
It's just sort of like, so like...
Which is a huge...
Oh, that's right. Everyone
thought it was going to go to Chadwick Boseman, who we lost very young, very tragically, and everyone thought Best Actor was going to go to him. So then they moved Best Actor last, which is a flex to make Best Actor the last award of the night.
Like last.
Last.
Oh.
Picture is done.
Yeah,
director is
picture
done. Nomadland, Chloe Zhao, they have won. Like, it's done. It's but actor
Hopkins
last.
Wasn't even there.
And he wasn't was even there.
Oh, actor's last. God. Joaquin Phoenix gets on stage. He, like, opens the envelope, and he's like, what? Anthony Hopkins? And he just starts looking around like, is he here? He doesn't say that, but he's like, is he here? And then it's like, Anthony Hopkins is not here.
And the show hit to, because it basically is like, Anthony Hopkins could not be here, but it looks like there was a run behind. And then credits.
Good night.
Just good night.
Just say it. I can cut it out.
Well, it's not like Chadwick could be there anyway. So it's just... please cut.
Yeah, that's true. I'm definitely not going to cut. No! That out. Fucking animal. No! Jesus Christ. No, he could not be there. That's, Dan's on the floor now in embarrassment. That
Can
was
I
great.
Tell you my one takeaway from Oscars tonight?
I wish you would.
I really want to watch Field of Dreams now.
That was great. John Mulaney was like, that was great. And he just like
went off.
I love Field of Dreams.
I've never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen it. It inspired me to watch it though. He's like, this is the rules of ghost baseball.
It's a magic movie.
It's a magic movie.
Always heard it's whimsical.
Go the distance. You saw it. So what? It's great. Yeah, James Earl Jones, Costner. It's one of my favorite Costners, actually.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's up there.
Oscars, 2024 Oscars. For the movies in 2023, loved it. Final thoughts. I do think this was my favorite show that we've been doing since...
Well, because your favorite movie of the year finally won.
Which has never happened to me my entire life. In my entire life, my favorite movie of the year has never won
Best
Picture.
You retire seeing movies now because you're...
I'm done with movies. I'm retiring seeing movies. Yep. What do I do now?
This is the last podcast I'll ever do, guys.
What do I do? What do I do then? If I'm not movies, what do I... focus my energy at
theater.
Fuck that, man. Jesus. That's a Nick thing, man. Nick's great. Nick crushes it theater. I couldn't do it. Yeah, I got hired for one play once, and guess what happened? I got fired. So theater's not for me. It's a true story, too. Yeah, Nick's laughing because he knows all the details involved. You haven't made it in Hollywood, so you get fired from a fucking job. That sucked.
Oh, I remember. Now I remember.
Yeah, it sucked. Yes, it was terrible.
Not going to name drop.
Okay. Thank you. That I would cut. Yes, so I'm not cut out for theater. I'll put it that way. Loved it. Loved the show.
You would have done fine. There were circumstances.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll leave it there. I think I would have done okay. Yeah,
you would have done fine.
I think there was extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, tough year. Wow. Oh, that was fun. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing this for us, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicholas.
This has been great.
Anvid, wow.
Son of a bitch.
Well, he was doing Glenn Powell. We were close.
I know, but okay. I'm saying some of the bitches are fun. They're replaying the Oscars. I'm watching Jimmy
I'm actually
Kimmel's.
Shocked they didn't cut to Glenn Powell once in the theater. Or Sydney.
Do you think he was there?
I don't think he was there.
Do you think they were there?
I think so.
Leo was not there. We debated if he would be there. He's not there.
No, he's better off.
That's probably why Lily Gladstone didn't win.
Oh,
yes.
The Emily Blunt, Ryan Gosling presenter. They were great.
That was fun.
They were great.
Very fun.
You can tell. Yeah.
The Fall Guy.
Yeah, Fall Guy. You excited for it? I think it looks bad.
It's about a stunt man. Who's Gosling, which is fine.
Okay.
Not just any stuntman.
I'd rather watch him be a stuntman in Place Beyond the Pines.
He's kind of a stuntman in Drive. All right, is that it? Do you have any other final thoughts on the Oscars, on the Academy Awards? We'll see everyone next year for the Academy Awards. How about you? They're not going to be this good next year because the strike delayed everything.
Dune 2 is going to sweep.
Dune 2, I don't know. I don't know. Is it, though?
I mean,
you've seen it.
I hope not.
Let us know what you thought about the Oscars on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd at WAYW_podcast. But as always, thanks for listening and happy watching. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. You can watch my films and read my movie blog at alexwithrow.com. NicholasDostal.com is where you can find all of Nick's film work. Send us mailbag questions at whatareyouwatchingpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at WAYW_podcast. That was a fun episode, a bit inappropriate given our guest. Dan teased it already, but next time the three of us are back to discuss our shared love of John McTiernan's Last Action Hero. Love that movie. And real quick, I was a little off on my Best Actress stats. Frances McDormand does have 3, and Katharine Hepburn does have 4, but that infamous Best Actress tie was in 1968. Hepburn won for The Lion in Winter, Barbra Streisand won for Funny Girl, but that was Hepburn's 3rd win. Her 4th and final win was in 1981 for On Golden Pond, which had slipped my mind. What a career. Thanks again for listening.